Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, chapter 6. Jesus continuing in what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. He went up into a mountain and began to teach them. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Alms is derived directly from the Greek eleemosune. It means compassion. Your compassionate deeds is probably the better translation for meaning. You know, your deeds of compassion, giving food, money, clothing, etc. Your deeds of compassion, he says, look, take heed that you do not do these to be seen, in order to be observed conspicuously. Jesus says, take heed, take note, do not do what you do to be seen of men. You know, do not sound a trumpet before you. Ba, 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 ba. I am about to give to the poor. And this is a very common thing people do. Look at all the charitable deeds I'm doing. And they make a big to-do about it. And this is contrary to Christ. But it is contrary to man to want to do anything. What's the point of doing it in secret? And if I'm doing good things, shouldn't people know? If that's who you seek to please, yes, they should know. If you want to be admired of people, you should let them know you, all the good things you do. But to be a Christian is to have the mindset that I want God to see what I do, and you demonstrate that in your works by not trying to let people see. Like I said, there's an interesting sort of contrast between the idea of let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and this idea of take heed that you don't do it before people to be seen of them. And I think that's the key, really. If someone needs help if the only way to help them is to do it in front of people, help them. Don't let this become a sort of a legalism into itself and become a door of unrighteousness for you. You could say to yourself, well, I want to do good, but people are watching, so I'm going to hang back a little bit, and maybe I'll keep my hands in my pockets, lest I be doing it and be seen of men. Jesus did not want you to forego good deeds in order to avoid being seen. Not at all. You know, Jesus always told the people he would heal. He would tell them, see you, don't tell anybody. He would always tell them, don't tell anybody. And they would always disobey him and go tell everybody. But it was right for Christ to say, keep this to yourself. Tell no man. Because that was his humility. He didn't want it, you know, he did not want it to be noised abroad. Though it could not be kept secret. See, the whole point is that if you want to be seen of men and you give to be seen of men, then that is what you will get. You will have no reward in heaven, but only reward in as much as what you received on earth, that what you sought, which is the praise and glory of men. So don't expect anything additional from God on that count. Don't let your left hand know what the right hand does. That's how secretive it is. Your left hand doesn't even know what the right hand is doing. Don't let your compassionate deeds be done secretively. And God who sees in secret will reward you openly. And I tell you what, because most men, when men do things secretly, they do it to do evil. Men love the darkness and not the light because their deeds were evil. And they sought the cover of darkness to cover up all their evil deeds they had done. But walk in the light, right? But here he also says, but sometimes hidden, secret. That's why I talk about there's wisdom that has to be used. How do you know when to do what? How do you know when to put that extra effort in to keep something secret? And how do you know when to let your light shine before men? Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Get the Holy Ghost. Pray and seek Him. And trust that He's going to guide you. Verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Again, now I have people, I want to let my light shine. I'm going to go pray on the street corners. I'm going to go pray openly in church. And there is, again, a public, you know, like, let's say, now, if you need to speak to God, like, you think of all the times, like, Stephen, he was about to be stoned. And he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. It was public. But they love to pray, standing in the open. You know, when they're at home alone, it's not so exciting because no one could see them praying. But they love to pray with other people around. When it comes to, you know, their own private life, though, well, we don't know, do we? All we don't know is what we see, and boy, it sure looks holy and pious. Sure looks godly, doesn't it? They pray all those brother so-and-so. He sure prays a lot, doesn't he? Oh, yes, God. You know, and they are there publicly praying. Once again, I would say, like last time, that this is not, don't take this the other way into a sort of legalism whereby, I won't pray now because people are watching. Mm-mm. If you feel that way, then it's okay to pray. If you feel like, uncomfortable because there are other people watching, go ahead and pray. If you feel excited and you're glad they're there to hear you pray, don't pray. You know, that's basically it, because he's saying they pray because that's why they pray in front of people, because they want to be seen by people, that they may have glory of people. And they have their reward. They have the glory and the honor and the distinction and the praise of men that they so desire. But they'll get nothing from God for it. Saying, no, you enter into your closed place. Enter into your private dwelling. Shut the door. Pray to your Father which seeth in secret. He is in secret.